Hey, this is George Lopez, and están escuchando Behind the Baller with my man Ben Baller. What's up?
Welcome to another episode of Behind the Baller. My name is Ben Baller, not Ben Humble. I'm the Forrest Gump of this hip-hop shit. You know what I'm saying? Stop acting like this is your practice life. It is not. If I did it, then you could do it too. You know what I'm saying? Went from minimum wage to 30 mil. Let's fucking go and get this show started. That's my guy Lakey on instrumentals at Lakey Inspired. Yeah. So yo, man, I hope everyone had a great weekend. You know, weekends for me are mostly about family. And this week, or actually, you know what, the last 13 days have been the first time this year that I've been home without a break. You know, or without a trip, I'm saying, been out of town. Been kind of staying home, you know what I'm saying? I've been really like just trying to send somebody else out to the Bay and everything else. And one of the biggest reasons is because my kids, London and Ryder, start a new school this Wednesday. So this week, you know what I'm saying? That's just no joke. And, you know, when it gets to like, London starting kindergarten, London starting first grade and Ryder starting kindergarten, it's a new school, it's getting, they're getting a fresh start. And like, this shit ain't no joke. I want them to have like a great start and like a solid foundation. I want them to have like, what's the word? Stability. You know what I mean? Like, I want them to stay consistent, you know, with school. I don't want them fucking up like I did, you know what I mean? And like, I know people are like, oh, well, you always talk about how much you fucked up and you turned out okay. Like, I don't want that shit for my life. I don't want that shit for my kids' life. I don't want that at all for my kids. I want them to be mentally happy. I don't want them to have the mess of a childhood I had, you know what I'm saying? I pray that they continue to grow up happy, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, they get to learn everything they need to. And that's what I truly want for them, you know? I'm doing my best to secure their financial future, but, you know, it's kind of early to get them ready for all that and everything. You know, they're just fucking kids, you know what I'm saying? And they can't get ready for the world. They need to get ready for, like, soccer and interacting with shit, you know, and, like, London gets anxiety around new kids and making new friends and stuff, and Ryder's the total opposite. He's just, like, super charming and super outgoing, and he's just, Ryder's fucking crazy, you know what I'm saying? He's a lot like me, you know, and they're not ready for jobs and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Even though I got my first job when I was like around 10, you know. I caught up with this guy who owns a business, you know, local business in Glendale. And we were just chopping shit up because I needed some something done. I don't want to get too specific because I don't want his kids to know I talked about him, you know what I'm saying? But anyways, going on, he owns a lot of business. He owns some franchises, you know what I'm saying? And I did some research. He didn't tell me, but, you know, his businesses, he got an offer for $1 billion for all his businesses. And, yeah, 1 billion, you know what I'm saying? And I asked him, I was like, yo, man, we're like, the fuck, are you serious? He's like, yeah, I'm totally serious. You know, that beautiful home and everything. And he's like, I was like, why didn't you sell? You know what I'm saying? And he said, well, if I sold all my businesses, then, you know, what am I going to do? And I'm like, the fuck you mean what you going to do? Go travel, go, you know what I'm saying? Go learn another language, you know, go get your dick sucked. I didn't say that, but I'm saying he's married and everything. I'm just, you know, he's an old Armenian dude. And I was like, yo, man, like, that shit is crazy. Like, you know, for real, why didn't you sell? And he's like, you know, like, I want my kids to have something to do. I want my kids to have a job. And I was like inside, like, oh, hell fucking no. I was like, shit. Bro, you better than me. You know what I'm saying? Like, because fuck that. 1B? 1 billy? 1 billion? Nah, bro. I'm selling that business and giving my kids a video game store or some shit that they could keep themselves busy with later in life or whatever the fuck they want to do. You know what I'm saying? So that's like, nah, he tripping. So anyways, keeping it Glendale, I went and took my kids to see Angry Birds this weekend. You know what I'm saying? And I fell asleep during the movie.